not sure I could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price.
Hey, we're back. Michael Herzog of the American Awakening coming to you second hour live from Round Rock, Texas. And there goes DV Kid. What a guest. I'm telling you, the lady fascinates me because she's so knowledgeable on so many different subjects. And it's kind of frustrating when you're a talk show host and you can get on one thing and then you can go off onto something else. And I had an article, the latest article that she wrote here, and I got out about two quotes that she made, and I had about nine more in there and never even got to them. I mean, that's how difficult it gets. I'd love to have her up for 2 hours, but she's so busy. Well, listen, I'm going to take the second hour here. I pulled a few articles. I want to read a couple of news articles to you. And by the way, I'm going to open the phone lines up, 800-313-9443. Feel free to call me about anything you like. I'm not going to have a guest this hour. I'm just going to read a few news articles. Might even get into this book. I got a copy of the book, A Synagogue to Satan, and a lot of you remember I had Tex Mars up on my show last week talking about Codex Magica. Fascinating book. I got about halfway through it, and I wound up getting a copy of The Synagogue to Satan, so I took it home last night, and I read the whole book. It's another book you can't put down. So what I'm going to do, we're in the process of getting in contact with the author of the book, and we're going to, hopefully we're going to have it available for you. Every American should read this book, and if I have time, I'm going to go into a little bit of it. I'm going to read you a few quotes out of it, maybe a few paragraphs, and give you just a little bit of a tidbit, kind of a carrot in front of your nose, as to why you need to get a copy of this book. I recommend it to every American. You might come away with a different idea about 9/11. Who knows? Anyway, okay, here's a good one. This is funny. I got two different articles on the same subject here, very short. But I thought it was rather interesting, kind of amusing, really. This is from KWTX, which is a TV station somewhere. And they put an article in their website. It says, John McCain, senator from Arizona, my former state, says, Americans aren't getting the full picture. April 1st, 2007, Senator John McCain has some complaints about the news coverage coming out of Iraq. At a news conference in Baghdad's heavily guarded green zone, the Arizona Republican and presidential candidate said, Americans are not getting the, quote, full picture of the progress being made by the security crackdown. He says one sign of progress is that the Republican congressional delegation he's been leading was able to drive from Baghdad's airport to the city center rather than taking a helicopter as prominent visitors normally do. McCain told reporters there are many other signs of progress, including a drop in murders and the establishment of security outposts throughout the city, as well as the deployment and good performance of Iraqi brigades. He also pointed to the improved situation in the Anbar province as evidence U.S. and Iraqi forces are gaining an upper hand on insurgents. Really? Well, that's interesting. Because I've got another very short article here from a different source that talks about McCain's stroll through the Baghdad market. And I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to leave you on hold till after the break to tell you that, yes, McCain did indeed stroll through Baghdad, but I'm going to tell you how in a minute. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, republicbroadcasting.org, 12180 shortwave, CN3.
Available. available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog with the American Awakening with you live from Round Rock, Texas. Forgive me if I'm out of breath. I've been running back and forth in the studio. I wanted to make an announcement. I got a call last week and an invitation from Randall, one of the callers, saying that there's an event going on tonight in Austin at Brave New Books, 1904 Guadalupe. He invited me down there to meet everybody. And I wanted to tell everybody that's in the Austin area that's going to be at 7 p.m. tonight. And yes, I am going to go. Not only am I going, but I'm taking John Statmiller and Robbie Noel with me. So for all of you who would like to show up and meet us, you're welcome. 1904 Guadalupe in Austin. Brave New Books. Now, I'm going to get back to this here in just a minute, but I've got a caller on the line, Melissa, and I'm going to take her first. Melissa, go ahead. You're on with Michael.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Listen, so you're going to go to the thing at Brave New Books.
Yes, so is John and so is Robbie.
I might try to make it then, but you need to remember, since you're not a Texan yet, you got to be here a little while.
Should I wear a hat?
No, it's Guadalupe.
Guadalupe.
Yeah, Guadalupe.
Well, I just came from Phoenix, and it's Guadalupe in Phoenix.
I know.
So I'm gonna okay, Guadalupe with a oop, okay.
Yes, and it's also known as the drag.
The drag.
Yeah, it's where everybody hangs around. It's the college drag.
Oh,
college
really?
College campus drag, yes.
Okay.
Okay, so you'll catch on quick, because you're going to be a good Texan.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right, what's on your mind, girl?
Dixie Chicks.
Dixie Chicks. Well, that's my,
I know.
You know why I play that, don't you?
fuzz. I'm mad as hell, and I ain't going to go round and round anymore.
Well, yeah, it's really a prophetic statement, because there's rumor has it that they know what's going on. When they came on and said that they're ashamed that Bush is a Texan, it wasn't just because they were ashamed that he was a Texan. They knew what the agenda was.
Yeah.
Now, that's the rumor. I can't say that for certain,
but
I do believe it.
They have seen Alex's videos, so yes, they do know.
Okay, well, then you know.
Yeah.
I didn't want to go there, but you went there for me, so okay. I'll agree with you, Melissa.
Okay, well, the thing is, I've talked to two different female friends of mine, and both of them are aware of the New World Order.
Uh-huh.
Both of them are aware of, you know, it's not right and left, it's right and wrong. They know about all this stuff. But when I said, can you believe the Dixie Chicks won a Grammy? They went, oh, I hate them. And I said, what? And both of them, these are two separate people, live totally far apart from each other. They're both Texans, though. I mean, born and died in the wool. And I said, why? Well, because you're not supposed to talk about America in front of other countries. And I was just dumbfounded at this whole thing. And I said to the second one, after the first one shocked me so, when the second one said the same thing, and I realized it must be part of the culture they were brought up in, because they're in their 50s. Well, one's a little younger, but I said, look, if you live next door to someone, to a family, and that father had been abusing the children for years and years and years, sexually and physically and verbally, and then you found out about it because one of them stood up and said, by the way, you know, in front of the whole town, by the way, our father has been abusing us sexually and verbally and every other way.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say that they were traitors because you're not supposed to speak out of turn like that in front of everybody else? You're supposed to keep it in the family.
And their reply was?
Oh, I never thought of it like that.
Interesting. That's very, very intelligent and very well put, Melissa.
Because that's what it feels like. We have been betrayed by this government.
Right.
You know.
We've been betrayed by a government with an agenda, and let's face it, they're not working for the best interest of the American people.
That's right.
And you know, I've gone down the rabbit hole, and I've mentioned this on the air before. You know, I investigated 9/11 for two or three months hard. I mean, I'm talking about like not 24/7, but about 18/7 for a good 2 months before I came to the conclusion that,
right.
And there was no other conclusion to come through, that it wasn't a lie hop, as Webster
right.
Tripley would say. It was a my hop. They
yep.
made it happen on person,
yep.
or made it happen on purpose.
Yeah.
And you know, I continue to go down and do research. And as a radio talk show host, I don't have the time to go deep down the rabbit hole anymore. The only thing I can do is kind of get an overview of a lot of different subjects and then let the expert come on and, you know,
right.
Tell their story. But I did happen to read, I had Tex Mars on, I mentioned before, I had Tex Mars on talking about Codex Magica, which is a fantastic book, and he also wrote the foreword for The Synagogue of Satan, which I received yesterday. I went home last night and I read the whole book. And it's fascinating. It's a book that you can't put down. And not, what's unusual about this is there's no chapters in the book. What this guy does throughout the whole book is it's a timeline going back all the way into, I'll tell you in just a second, it goes back into 740 A.D. It
yep.
takes you from 740 A.D. all the way up to the
right.
present. And it's very difficult to come away with
mm-hmm.
any other conclusion as to what has been drawn in this book, other than what this author says, because he's thoroughly researched it. And I may get into that today. If not, I'm going to get into it later in the week. But anyway.
Well, let me just say, I've been aware of what's going on, had my all the veils torn down about 1996, early 97. And I, my introduction to the whole thing was Irwin Schiff first. That's the first meeting I went to when Irwin Schiff came through Austin.
You went to one of his seminars?
Yes, I did.
I did that in 1995,
yes. And I stopped being afraid to fall asleep at night because I you know, he took the fear away when I realized that the whole thing was a lie. So then, next thing I did was, I guess it was the next meeting that we all put together, or someone put together back when we did Texas Best Seminars.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw Kathy O'Brien give her presentation, and that's
the lady that was the mind-controlled... Okay.
That's when I realized that everything I thought I knew was probably a lie, except for Jesus Christ is my Lord, and I believe that God raised him from the dead.
And
so that's That's the only thing I'm sure of.
And waking up to that is no different than losing. I mean, it's like losing. It's like suffering a death of a loved one.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it was shocking.
Right.
And I wouldn't recommend that book to one of those ladies that I was talking about earlier, because I don't think she could handle it. I mean, I don't think she'd be able to get to sleep at night.
Right.
She's a very Christian woman, and she's very naive.
Mm-hmm.
And
well,
I don't want to hurt her.
It's like the advertisement on Republic Broadcasting, you know, because you can handle the truth.
Mm-hmm.
People that cannot handle the truth can't listen to this network for very long
without,
again, you know, waking up to some realizations and ultimately suffering the death. And then they come out of it looking at the world totally differently, which is what I did. Before I woke up, I used to watch George Bush or Bill Clinton on TV, and, you know, I knew there was something wrong, but I couldn't put my finger on it. Now I can watch Bill or George Bush on television, and I can tell you exactly when he lies by his body language. And
then
I turn him off after catching him in about 19 or 20 of them.
Well, okay. This brings up another little point quickly. This thing with Rosie O'Donnell making things more publicly known, I think it's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
And when I mentioned it to both of these ladies, both of them, two different parts of the country, one lives in Bay City, Texas, and one lives here outside of Austin. And both of them went at separate times. Both of them said, oh, but she's a lesbian. And I'm going, yeah, but George H.W. Bush likes to rape little three-year-old children in every orifice. And that's just the horrible truth of it all. I said, now, when you see these people up on TV standing there in Congress, you got to realize they are so much worse at their behavior than anything Rosie O'Donnell has ever done.
Well, that's true, but it's not, in that respect, with the 9/11 issue, it's not even about that. It doesn't make any difference. You know, Rosie O'Donnell was a liberal. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
I know she's waking up.
She's
oh
waking
my God,
up. She's
changed
her whole paradigm. She's going through the paradigm shift. And guess
That's
what,
right.
Melissa? She's probably at this particular point in time. She's going to go on vacation. She's probably suffering the death, just like we did.
Yeah. You know?
Okay. Anything else before I let you go?
No. Just I'm glad you're there. I like listening to your show.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it. You don't know how much that means to me.
Yes, I do, because I like you.
Thanks a lot,
right.
Melissa. I appreciate
Bye-bye.
It. Bye bye. All right. Let me get back to this article. And when I say that, folks, I really do mean it, because I appreciate the input that I get from the listeners. You know, as I said before, we as talk show hosts, we sit behind a microphone, and we really, you know, we don't know how many people out there are listening. So the people that call in and they give me accolades for doing the show and doing it well, I really appreciate that. Back to my article here. John McCain says Americans aren't getting the full picture. So he goes on and he talks about that we're not getting the full picture about the signs of progress and the drop in murders and the establishment of security outposts. Well, have you ever heard that old saying, actions speak louder than words? Just like I mentioned with George Bush, you know, I can read his body language when he's going to lie to you. Well, let me read this article to you. Very short, distinct, to the point. McCain strolls through the Baghdad market, accompanied by 100 soldiers, 3 Black Ops, 2 Apache gunships, and a bulletproof vest. Senator John McCain strolled briefly through an open-air market in Baghdad today in an effort to prove that Americans are not getting the full picture of what's going on in Iraq. NBC Nightly News provided further details about McCain's one-hour guided tour. He was accompanied by 100 military soldiers with 3 Black Hawk helicopters, 2 Apache gunships, and a bulletproof vest. Still photographs provided by the military, blah, blah, blah. McCain recently claimed that there, quote, are neighborhoods in Baghdad where you and I could walk through those neighborhoods today, unquote. Is that with or without the vest, John? In a press conference later after his Baghdad tour, McCain told a reporter that his visit to the market today was proof that you could indeed walk freely in some areas of Baghdad. Well, unfortunately, John, us Americans can't afford the protection of 100 military troops, 3 Black Hawk helicopters, 2 Apache helicopters, and a bulletproof vest. All right, so speak for yourself. I just thought that one was kind of funny. Moving right along. Here's another good one for you. By the way, lines are still open, guys. You want to call me? It's 800-313-9443. Call me up and, you know, tell me what's on your mind. Okay, this one's out of the press. It just says press. I don't know. Press TV, I'm sorry. This is from yesterday. U.S. Congress says Bush is misleading the public. No, not George. The U.S. Congressional Research Service has released a report saying President George W. Bush is misleading the public on the Iraq war costs by saying funds are insufficient. can't believe that. Not George. Got to go to a break. I'll finish this when I come back. You're listening to American Awakening, Michael Herzog at republicbroadcasting.org and 12180 shortwave. Back in three. Stick with me.
That coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific. And it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097 or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
I'm not ready to make nice. I'm not ready to back.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. This is a short segment coming up. I'm still going to open up the phone lines, 800-313-9443. Feel free to call me about anything you like. Let me continue with this article. U.S. Congress says Bush is misleading the public. Nonpartisan budget experts at the CRS informed the U.S. Congress that the Army could maintain its wartime operations well into July of 2007 with funds already provided, UPI reported. U.S. Senator Majority Leader Harry Reid said, quote, "This study confirms that the president is once again attempting to mislead the public and create an artificial atmosphere of anxiety," unquote. How long has he been doing that, I wonder? Senator Reid added that Bush is even using scare tactics to defeat bipartisan legislation that would change the course in unrest. No, not George. George wouldn't use scare tactics, would he? I mean, you know, there's the Military Commissions Act, the John Warner Defense Bill, the Patriot Act, but those aren't scare tactics. I mean, come on. I've got a guest coming up tomorrow that is going to be very interesting. You don't want to miss it. Elizabeth Baumgartner. She's spent 522 days incarcerated over the last 5 years, and she's facing 8 years in prison under this, you know, domestic terrorist thing, which is another scare tactic, but I'll go into that tomorrow. Anyway, let's see. Instead of holding press events to score political points, I call upon the president to tone down his rhetoric and stop the veto threats of a bill he has not yet seen, said Reid. U.S. Congress says Bush is misleading the public. When does he not mislead the public? Okay, let's see. Moving right along here. We got that one. Now, there's another one that I want to go into. And probably, well, I could start it now, I guess. The Private War of Women Soldiers. Now, I had Art Bernclough on last week, and he was talking about the treatment that these veterans get when they come back from Iraq and the tricks and the deception that is used by the Veterans Administration to deny them benefits after, it's under, like, chapter, off the top of my head, I think it's 5-13, where they declare that they had some kind of a psychological impairment before they went into the service. And these are guys that are coming back with, you know, wounds to the head, psychological wounds that they've got from watching their buddies die, you know, coming back with legs missing and so forth. But these doctors are telling them that it'll give them an easy out and an honorary discharge if they go with a 5-13. And they'll still get their benefits, which is basically a lie. Now, they've done this to 22,500 veterans. But in light of that, I wanted to read another article here, because it's not just that. There's a private war going on with women soldiers. So I'm going to go through this article, and for those young ladies out there who are thinking about maybe enlisting and haven't woke up to the truth yet, I'm going to read this to you so you're aware of what's going on. Again, the lines are open, 800-313-9443. Many female soldiers say they are sexually assaulted by their male comrades and can't trust the military to protect them. The knife wasn't for the Iraqis, says one woman. It was for the guys on my own side. This article is by Helen Benedict at Salon.com. As thousands of burned-out soldiers prepare to return to Iraq to fill President Bush's unwelcome call for at least 20,000 more troops, I can't help wondering what the women among those troops will have to face. And I don't mean only the hardships of war, the killing of civilians, the bombs and mortars, the heat and sleeplessness and fear. I mean from their own comrades, the men. I have talked to more than 20 female veterans of the Iraq War in the past few months, interviewing them for up to 10 hours each for a book I am writing on the topic, and every one of them said the danger of rape by other soldiers is so widely recognized in Iraq that their officers routinely told them not to go to the latrines or showers without another woman for protection. The female soldiers who were at Camp Arafjan in Kuwait, for example, where U.S. troops go to demobilize, told me they were warned not to go out at night alone. Quote, they call Camp Arifjan Generator City because it's so loud with generators that even if a woman screams, she can't be heard, unquote, said Abby Pickett, 24, a specialist with the 229th Combat Support Engineering Company who spent 15 months in Iraq from 2004 to 2005. Yet she points out this is a base where soldiers are supposed to be safe. Spec Mikhaila Montoya, who was in Iraq with the National Guard in 2005, took to carrying a knife with her at all times. The knife wasn't for the Iraqis, she told me. It was for the guys on my own side. Comprehensive statistics on the sexual assault of female soldiers in Iraq have not been collected, but early numbers revealed a problem so bad that former Defense Secretary Donald H. Rumsfeld ordered a task force in 2004 to investigate. As a result, the Defense Department put up a website in 2005 designed to clarify that sexual assault is illegal and to help women report it. It also initiated required classes on sexual assault and harassment. The military's definition of sexual assault includes rape, non-consensual sodomy, unwanted inappropriate sexual contact or fondling, or attempts to commit these acts. Unfortunately, with a greater number of women serving in Iraq than ever before, these measures are not keeping women safe. When you add in the high numbers of war-wrecked soldiers being deployed and the fact that the military is waiving criminal and violent records for more than 1 in 10 new Army recruits, the picture for women looks bleak indeed. Last year, Colonel Janice Karpinski caused a stir by publicly reporting that in 2003, three female soldiers had died of dehydration in Iraq, which can get up to 126 degrees in the summer, because they refused to drink liquids late in the day. They were afraid of being raped by male soldiers dangers if they walk to the latrines after dark. The Army has called the charges unsubstantiated, but Karpinski told me she sticks by them. Karpinski has been a figure of controversy in the military ever since she was demoted from Brigadier General for her role as commander of Abu Ghraib. I'll continue with this when we get back. We're going to go to the bottom of the hour break. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you from republicbroadcasting.org and 12180 shortwave. Stick with me. I'll be back in three.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Did you hear about Joe Bannister, IRS Special Agent Criminal Investigator that quit the IRS a few years ago because the IRS failed to show him the law or legal authority for ordinary Americans like you and me to file and pay income tax?
What do you mean? Everyone knows that you have to file and pay income taxes.
Well, not only did the IRS fail to show Joe Bannister a law that requires you and me to file and pay income tax when Joe was working for the IRS, but even after Joe quit the IRS, the IRS failed to show up to several debates that the IRS was invited to debate Bannister about the legality of the income tax.
Wow, this is amazing information. Where can I find out more about this?
Go to the website at www.livefreenow.org. That's 760-868-4271. And the website is www.livefreenow.org.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog with The American Awakening coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. And I was reading an article here regarding the private war of women soldiers. I'm going to take a break here for a second, make the announcement again that John Stadtmiller, Robbie Noel, and myself are going to be down at Brave New Books tonight at 1904 Guadalupe, Melissa, Guadalupe in Austin. We're going down there. I don't know. We were invited down there. We're going to show up. So there you go. We're going to go to Gary in Tennessee. Gary, you're on the line with Michael. How you doing? Gary?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, how you doing, buddy?
Well, that was quick.
Well, I'm reading an article, but you came on, so I thought I'd give you some time.
Okay. This may be a precursor to your guest tomorrow, but I'm seeing the noose getting tightened every day around my neck with the legislation and what's going on with the government. And I'm telling you, if you're not prepared and you're not ready, you're in a heap of trouble. You're going to be in a camp. Now, I have a 19-page, free of charge, survival preparedness list. All you got to do is write me at my email address.
Give it out for them.
And I'll send it out to you. It's Graybeard, and that's spelled with an E, graybeard42@bellsouth.net, and that's GREYBEARD 42@bellsouth.net. The response that I've gotten with a few programs I've called in on are overwhelming, and I've sent out over 200 copies of this.
And you're doing this free of charge?
I'm on Social Security. I don't have any money, don't want any money. Just a gun and ammunition.
Okay.
And I got plenty of food.
All right. Well, let me give it out again. It's Graybeard, and that's G-R-E-Y,
right.
B-E-A-R-D, 42, at bellsouth.net. Anybody that wants a free survival kit, 19-page from Gary from Tennessee, send him an email, he'll send you out one.
It's something I just took off the top of my head one weekend, and it turned out to be 19 pages long. It's an outline. It's got some notes and comments in it, which I plan to update and expand at a later time. For those that have called or have emailed, I have them on an email list on that post office box. And when I get an update that's worthy of putting out again, all those that have requested this list will get the update, and all those that call in are going to get what they got now, and I'll add them to the list and update as we go on. I have a second comment to make. I have reviewed a compact disc by a gentleman by the name of Terry Lee.
Mm-hmm.
That compact disc is on the website and available through Greg Zemanski.
That's ArcticBeacon.com.
Exactly.
Right.
And he's got a system, and I've looked at 100 systems. He's got a system I think is bulletproof. And what I'm worried about is this National ID Act of 2008, 1 or 2 months into the year. And I'm telling you right now, if you don't have your butt out of the U.S. corporate citizenship and into a citizen of the Republic of the individual states, sovereign states of America, you have no law to stand on. And then you can go gun barrel to gun barrel without any qualms. And otherwise, if you're a U.S. citizen, you will go to camp.
All right, Gary. Well, thank you very much for the call. And again, I'm going to put that website out. It's Graybeard, G-R-E-Y-B-E-A-R-D, 42, at bellsouth.net. Okay, so let me get back to this article. Again, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. I'm talking about this private war of women soldiers, and I was in the paragraph on Janice Karpinski. So Janice was the highest-ranking official to lose her job over the torture scandal, and she claims she was scapegoated and has become an outspoken critic of the military's treatment in women. In turn, the Army has accused her of sour grapes. I sat right there when the doctor briefing that information said these women had died in their cots, Karpinski told me. I also heard the deputy commander tell him not to say anything about it because it would bring attention to the problem. The latrines were far away and unlit, she explained, and male soldiers were jumping women who went to them at night, dragging them into porta-johns and raping and abusing him. In that heat, if you don't hydrate for as many hours as you've been out on duty day after day, you can die. She said the deaths were reported as non-hostile fatalities, with no further explanation. Not everyone realizes how difficult the Iraq war is for women than any other American war in history. More than 160,500 American female soldiers have served in Iraq, Afghanistan, and the Middle East since the war began in 2003, which means one in seven soldiers is a woman. Women now make up 15% of active duty forces, four times more than in the 1991 Gulf War. At least 450 women have been wounded in Iraq, and 71 have died. More female casualties and deaths than in Korea, Vietnam, and the first Gulf Wars combined. And women are fighting in combat. Officially, the Pentagon prohibits women from serving in ground combat units such as the infantry, citing their lack of upper body strength and reluctance to put girls and mothers in harm's way. But mention this ban to any female soldier in Iraq, and she will scoff. Of course we were in combat, said Laura Naylor, 25, who served with the Army Combat Military Police in Baghdad from 2003 to 2004. We were interchangeable with the infantry. They came to our police stations and helped pull security, and we helped them search houses and search people. That's how it is in Iraq. Women are fighting in ground combat because there is no choice. This is a war with no front lines or safe zones, no hiding from in-flying mortars, car and roadside bombs, and not enough soldiers. As a result, women are coming home with missing limbs, mutilating wounds, and severe trauma, just like men. All the women I interviewed held dangerous jobs in Iraq. They drove trucks along bomb-ridden roads, acted as gunners atop tanks and unarmored vehicles. They raided houses, guarded prisoners, rescued the wounded in the midst of battle, and searched Iraqis at checkpoints. Some watched their best friends die. Some were wounded. All saw the death and mutilation of Iraqi children and citizens. Yet despite the equal risks women are taking, they are still being treated as inferior soldiers and sex toys for many of their male colleagues. As Pickett told me, it's like sending three women to live in a frat house. Well, we got Don in Ohio. Don, go ahead. You're on with Michael. How you doing?
Pretty good. Iran says that there are plans in the works for the sixth for an attack. I don't know about the sixth, but I'd like to make a prediction that it happens before the 23rd, possibly 4/22/07, because the 23rd. If we get to the 23rd without a false flag operation or something like that, if these truckers go out on boycott, that's going to be a loud voice in this country, and the shadow government will not want that. You know, so they'll do something to try to, you know, put the kibosh on, you know, people's feelings and make them, you know, think twice about doing it.
Well, I'll tell you what, Don, I agree with you. I do not believe that they would attack on the 6th, and I'll tell you why. Because, you know, the shadow government that's behind this, I mean, the word's already out with the Russian intelligence that they're going to attack on Good Friday at 4 a.m. in the morning. Well, the elite, the shadow government doesn't like that because they don't like anybody knowing what they're going to do. Now, it's possible that that was their plan, but now that their plan has been exposed, I don't think they're going to go through with it. Now, on the subject of you, you're saying that it's going to happen on or before the 23rd, you may very well have a point there because, yes, I know truckers. I mean, there was a short stint back when I was 24 years old that I took a job with a North American truck driver for just 2 months. But I went back and forth across country about, oh, I don't know, three or four times. And news with truckers, as I'm sure you know, travels fast. Those CB radios are ablaze. And that's why I tell all the listeners out there, if you're not a trucker, hey, tell a trucker what's going on. Show him an article or two. Let him get in his rig, go down the road, and start telling his other trucker friends. Hang a snippet on the bulletin board in a truck stop. Do you agree with me, Don? That news travels like wildfire in those rigs.
Yep, I believe you. And you know, like I say, I think it's going to—they're going to wait till right at the last moment, you know, to basically tie up loose ends on other stuff. But you know, they're going to give it right till the 22nd, I say, and then they're going to do something.
Well, you could be right, and that reminds me of the announcement that Donald Rumsfeld made on national TV that $2.3 trillion was mysteriously missing from the Pentagon on September 10th. September 11th, the attacks came, and everybody forgot about that $2.3 that was missing.
Yep.
It's the same thing you're talking about here with the truckers. If they turn around, you know, even whether it's the day before, 2 days before, or whether it might be, you know, during the 23rd or the 25th or the 26th or the 27th, it makes all of that effort by the truckers short-lived, because now you've got a you've got a bigger subject to worry about.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, keep up the good work.
Hey, thank you, Don. I appreciate the call. Okay. Again, lines are open. 800-313-9443. I appreciate you guys calling me. Oh, let's see. I got about 5 minutes. I wonder if I have enough time to go into this article. When I started the show today, I just read this book, The Synagogue of Satan, and I'm also halfway through Tex Mars' Codex Magica. And ironically, and forgive me, I can't remember which book it's in. I think it's in The Synagogue of Satan. They were talking about, it depicts the dates all the way from the 8th century up to the present time, or at least 2006. And I believe there was a depiction in there about sex slavery. And what's interesting is that I just pulled an article yesterday about that very subject of sex slavery based in Kazakhstan. So, let's see. I got a total of about 9 minutes left. I think let me see if I can figure out how long this is. I think I'm going to read this one. Yeah, this is okay. I can do this. Women sell hundreds of Russian girls into sex slavery. Where are the girls sent to be sold as slaves? You guessed it, Kazakhstan. In Tel Aviv, the girls are then resold to a brothel owner all over the world. That's an ancient trade rekindled by the demise of the Soviet Union. A company was publishing job advertisements in local newspapers inviting young girls for prestigious work in European countries. Quote, job opportunities for women. Accommodations guaranteed, unquote. Such job ads can be found in many Russian newspapers nowadays. Everybody knows that pimps most often use ads to hire young girls to work as prostitutes in brothels or just in the streets. Despite the public awareness of such a demeaning fact, hundreds of Russian women still fall victims to their own naivety. Only a few of them manage to escape from hell. The Office of the Public Prosecutor in Khabarovsk, Russia's Far East, instituted criminal proceedings on the fact that of human trafficking yesterday. As it was revealed during an investigation, the company, Media Service, was running the human trafficking business in the city for 2.5 years. The company was publishing job advertisements in local newspapers, inviting young girls for prestigious work in European countries. Several hundred of women from Khabarovsk responded to Media Service's ads. It is hard to say why women were so attractive to such doubtful opportunity. They were either too naive, or they probably wanted to leave Russia at all costs. Media Service had an agent, a Moscow-based company, which would select the prettiest girls and send them to Russia's capital. In Moscow, girls would receive Israeli visas and leave Russia. In Tel Aviv, Russian girls would be sent to a slave market on which they would be sold to pimps from China and Middle Eastern states. They purchased Russian girls from Khabarovsk for their brothels. Quote, the prestigious work in Europe, unquote, turned out to be not prestigious at all, not to mention the fact that it was not in Europe either. Media Service has sent abroad over 300 girls during 2.5 years of the company's work. The firm would receive the profits of up to $3,500 per girl. The police learned about the criminal activity of the Khabarovsk-based company from several sex slaves who managed to escape from their owners. The owner of Media Service, a woman, has been arrested, although four of her accomplices have been released on a written statement not to leave the city. Another businesswoman involved in the human trafficking business was arrested yesterday in the Ukraine. A female resident of the town of Suma was selling women to Turkey for 4 years from 2001 to 2004. As usual, the woman was promising bright future to all her, quote, employees. Wonderful jobs, high wages, and comfortable accommodation. Instead of living in cozy houses, girls had to work in brothels as prostitutes. The 44-year-old female pimp has sent 20 Ukrainian girls to Turkey, but only a small part of them managed to return home. Interesting. Well, that shows you some of the things that are going on in the world here. Let's see. What else have I got for you? I've got, about a minute coming up for a break, so there's not too much time to get anything else. So I want to give everybody a reminder, if you're in the Austin area and you feel like getting out tonight on a Tuesday night, remember to come down to Brave New Books at 1904 Guadalupe. Guadalupe. I'll get it shortly. They've got a meeting going down, on down there, and we're going to have myself, John Statmiller, Robbie Noel, and there's a possibility, I believe, Randall's trying to get a hold of Alex Jones. He may even show up. So if you're out and about and you have nothing to do, stop in and meet us. We'd look forward to it. Let's see, going on here. Oh, tomorrow, I think I mentioned to you, don't miss my show. I've got Elizabeth Baumgartner coming on, who has spent no less than 522 days incarcerated for contempt charges, and she's currently being charged with domestic terrorism for doing nothing more than exposing the corruption in an Ohio court system. You do not want to miss that. Thursday, I've got Lindsay Williams coming up, who walked with the elite, has been privy to their meetings, and knows exactly what their plans are and what's going on. Then Friday, I've got Ralph Winterud. Some of the other guests that I've got coming up, I'm looking at getting in touch with Judy Andreas, Sherry Jackson, Pastor Joe Schimmel, talking about they sold their souls for rock and roll. That's just to give you a little taste of what's coming up in the not-too-distant future. You know, let's see, I've got four or five more articles here, and I really don't, I don't think I'm going to have time to get into anything in depth. I got one here, IRS Butt-Kicking by Linda Wall. It's always good to talk about the IRS, because they're always trying to kick our butts. So let's see what we got going here. As you might know, the feisty Linda Wall, paralegal at Prodigy.net, if you want her assistance, receive a there we go. I got a break coming up. See you in three. This is Michael Herzog with American Awakening, republicbroadcasting.org, 12180 shortwave. Be back for my final segment after these messages. Stick with me.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Michael Herzog, we're back with the final segment of The American Awakening. And I was going through, I started to read this article on Linda Wall's IRS battle. But, you know, as I go through this, it's about 8 pages. I'm not going to do that because I don't have enough time. So what I am going to do, I mentioned at the top of the show that I had finished reading this book, The Synagogue of Satan, and I found it extremely fascinating. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to read you a few quotes out of the foreword. Now, the foreword is written by Tex Mars, okay? And I'm going to read this to you, and before I go any further, I'm going to tell you that this is Tex Mars talking about Mr. Hitchcock and his book, and he goes into it in the foreword. The term Synagogue of Satan is biblical in origin. As Mr. Hitchcock notes, the book of Revelation in the Holy Bible minces no words. God warns us of the horrendous and diabolical power to be wielded in the last days by the entity identified as the, quote, synagogue of Satan. What is most fascinating, however, is that the scriptures clearly tell us that evil leaders of this entity, now remember, understand this, listen real closely, are not Jews. Yes, they say they are Jews, and the word recognizes them as Jews. Even as Israel, but they lie. Listen to what God's word reveals. I know that blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. Revelation 2:9. Mind-boggling, isn't it? These wicked world power brokers want us to believe they are Jews. They boastfully lay claim to Israel as their heritage, but in reality, they are blasphemous liars. What is going on here? Given the fact that the masters of the synagogue of Satan today possess such incredible and extraordinary influence over the media, it stands to reason that the average citizen would easily fall for the lie. People everywhere trust these great and beneficent leaders who say, quote, we are Jews, to be exactly that, Jews. No wonder the Apostle Paul warned that Satan's disciples come disguised as ministers of righteousness and of, quote, angels of light. In the case of the minions of the synagogue of Satan, they come to us disguised as, quote, God's chosen, as, quote, Israel, and as the one race selected by God to produce in the future, a Messiah, not Jesus, for eternity. We are Jews, they proudly boast, while at the same time they suggest that others, that is, the defective lower and inferior races, are obligated by God to bless them, to follow the, quote, Jews' lead, and to bow down and to serve them as, quote, God's chosen. Yes, quote, they arrogantly explain, we are Jews, and you are Goyim, and we have been chosen by divine edict to rule over you and the entire planet. What they're saying here is that these particular people that are running this agenda are pretending to be Jews. And I'll read you one more paragraph here, and then it's time to go. The Khazars were a Turk-Mongol people who lived centuries ago in the kingdom of Khazaria, eventually to be integrated into the Russian Empire by the Tsars. The king of the Khazars forced his citizens upon penalty of death to convert to Judaism. Now, he did that because on the one side, one country had Christians, the other country had Muslims, and if they converted to Muslim, the Christians came after him. If they converted to Christianity, the Muslims came after him. So the one religion that they could convert to and have both countries leave them alone was Judaism. Later, after the takeover by hostile enemies, demographers and historians say that the Khazars migrated into Eastern Europe, especially to Poland, France, Romania, Hungary, and into Germany. And that's all I have time for today. I'm out of time. Thanks for listening. Thanks for sticking with me. This is Michael Herzog with The American Awakening. And you're listening to republicbroadcasting.org, 12180 shortwave. And stay tuned for John Statmiller, the National Intel Report. I'll see you tomorrow.